The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Petersburg City Council and the city sheriff are having a public spat, and that's not playing well on the streets.
We don't have time to sit and keep going back and forth with petty issues.
That's what one resident told WRIC-TV in Richmond about the situation. Katie Johnston-Hertz with the Virginia Public Access Project explains.
Well, the Petersburg City Council has filed a lawsuit against Sheriff Vanessa Crawford for allegedly refusing to turn over 15 city-owned vehicles, four of which the city claims she's hiding. Mark Bowes wrote an article about this in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. According to the complaint, Crawford has hidden a Ford F-250 pickup truck, a Dodge Ram quad cab pickup, a cargo trailer, and a tow trailer. The lawsuit also says Crawford refused to turn over the keys to 11 other city-owned vehicles and has ignored the city's request that she complete paperwork regarding her use of city-owned vehicles.
Now, Sheriff Crawford says this is a lot of bother about a non-issue.
She says she's not hiding any vehicles. The sheriff's office is just using them because they need them, and that they don't have enough vehicles as it is.
A few months ago, the city closed its jail and moved the inmates to a regional jail. Sheriff Crawford had to cut staff, and apparently council figured she could get by with fewer vehicles. Katie, I take it she doesn't see it that way.
Right. And Crawford has said she believes this is a personal attack on her and on the sheriff's office.
Petersburg is suing the sheriff for $30,000. Our next story is by Patrick Wilson in the Virginian Pilot. It's about confusion over what rules craft breweries must follow in Virginia. Katie, what's the problem?
Well, the health department regulates breweries with restaurants, which make up about 10% of the industry, and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services regulates breweries that manufacture and serve beer, but don't serve food. The problem is that the health department is also trying to enforce restaurant-style regulations on some breweries that are just breweries and don't serve food. And this has caused problems and delays for some people who are trying to open breweries. For instance, if a brewery has to follow the same regulations as a restaurant, they would be required to refrigerate all of their grain, which in that case wouldn't be necessary.
Among other things, there seems to be some disagreement over whether beer is food. The General Assembly may have to come up with that answer. As for now, some breweries are delaying their openings until they know what the rules are.
And a brewery owner who was mentioned in the article, he said that he was told he needed to install a certain type of screen over doors, and these would cost $2,000 each. So it's not just time that's coming into play here. It's also some definite financial impact that this could have.
This is a new industry in Virginia. Katie, is that part of the reason for all this confusion?
Right. I mean, it's just only 3 years ago in 2012 when the General Assembly first passed the law that allowed brewers to open tasting rooms. And while the health and agriculture departments have an arrangement to avoid duplication in regulation of wineries, they don't have a similar type of arrangement for breweries.
Katie Johnston-Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can read more about today's featured stories and see their entire daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the state at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.